AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, everyone. I'm Anissa Ferreira.
And I'm her little sister, Devin Timone.
And I'm everybody's sister, Devon Rogers. And this is MTV's official challenge podcast. Welcome to the sisterhood.
Yes. You know Devon's the youngest because the youngest always comes out loud. Like, the youngest sibling is always the one that just busts out, for sure.
And I'm always ready to fight.
Exactly. And we're always ready to talk about the challenge with you all. So we just couldn't stay away. Day and I are here. And Anissa, I know you're so thrilled. You missed us, right?
I did. I love the energy that we all have. I am missing my other sister, Tori.
I know.
But yeah, we're giving Tori her a little time off. You know, she's been going through it this season. But we love you, Tori.
We love you, Tori. Can't wait till you come back recharged. Everybody needs that a little now and again. Also, shout out, before we do dive into this week's episode, to you and Tori, who are gracing Times Square
living legends
that you are. It's posted on Anissa's Instagram page. Yes. Make sure you check it out, you guys. But shout out to you, the official challenge podcast.
Thank you. I can't wait till we all get up there. Because listen, I didn't know that was going to be there, but I could see like a cute little shoot with all four of us.
I agree.
Would be cute. I feel like we all deserve to have our beautiful faces up there.
I completely agree. And I look forward to us making that happen. Yes. But in the meantime, let's talk about what happened this week. Devon, how are you feeling after this week's episode?
I'm so proud of Nelson, man. Like,
right.
I'm so proud of Nelson. Like, good way to come through. And shout out to Norice because she really like sat there and put the plan together and gave it to Nelson, and they was able to bounce off of each other. So I'm so proud of them, man. That was like one of the for me of this episode. Yeah. How about y'all? How y'all feel?
I mean, I feel like the episode, it was interesting to see. A lot was going on. Seeing Laurel get a little cupcakey was interesting with Horacio. You know, the way she started with, oh, I'm going to help you take this necklace off. Next thing she's like rubbing, snuggling all up.
She's Horacio. Like, you look like you need a couple hugs. Because I can't seem to get the necklace off. Oh, it fell behind you. It's on your back. Yeah, I must get it.
That was a very interesting strategy. And then the other strategy of all the bed moving that was going on, it just, you know, Fessy says that he always gets hit with love on the challenge. Is that what's hitting you in the face, or is it germs?
Is
I don't
it
know
love?
I'm not con- but just
no, he was just trying to narrow. See, this is what a lot of the women talked about. It was like trying to narrow it down. I'm like, well, who says we want you?
Right.
Why do you get to choose from four different women?
Right.
They're not sitting here like, oh God. I mean, the women were even Olivia was sitting there like, who is coming at me? Like, you know, Nelson's my boo. Who is coming for me? And there were. Jay was going after that. Jay liked Colleen. There were some flirting there. Like, there were all these people flirting.
Right.
You know?
But we saw
so
more than just flirting.
It was really
though, girl.
Hard.
I mean, we saw some bed rocking, door knocking.
Yes, because I actually was in bed and Colleen was in bed. And then Fessy came in and picked her up. And I was just nervous because there were steps leading back to, because we lived in the room right above Fessy's. So he picked her up and put her up there and then walked her down.
Oh.
Put her in the bed and then did whatever he did.
There was that.
He put her in and didn't leave.
Right.
Got it.
A lot. Yep. You know,
that's exactly what happened.
So a thought could be wrong. So we talked about Nerys being Nelson's partner and that contributing to his success potentially, right? And by the way, Nerys is just, you know, I haven't met her, don't know her yet, but just stunning anyway.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. the brains, like, just really can't even.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But could it also be that maybe, I don't know, Olivia putting that thing on Nelson help him break? Because 54 losses in a row.
And then you finally know. Getting some good...
And then now you're a winner. I mean, Nelly T, you've always been a winner in my heart. But you know, maybe it's
breaking the curse.
Do we know
Olivia's a curse
Do
breaker.
We know if she's still helping him break the curse? Like now?
Ooh. No, she is not.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think he follows her.
Oh,
it's gonna be a great season, ladies and gentlemen.
That's part of the course for
yeah.
Nelson.
You know how this is with showmances. It's like, I love you so much, and then you get off the show and you're like, oh, absolutely not.
Because it's true, you get blinded. I've talked about it before. Camp syndrome. You're in camp and you only
we saw you and you're
okay.
Life.
No one needed to know about Woo. That. We do you know my family still teases me about that? It's actually really
funny. Why he's really funny. Like no, I
they
see
do,
the
but just and he's a gentleman.
Don't look
he's a
like that.
Gentleman. But we don't need Dang. To. Nobody needs Fun. To. We don't need to. That didn't. It was so. It was a million years ago. so we don't need to go back there. So I also liked this episode for The Daily. Looked really fun.
I did.
Were you surprised, Anissa, by how many people weren't able to complete that challenge?
First of all, fun is a different word that I probably wouldn't associate. If you could have seen Darrell, he was just a dead bug. He was so nervous. But I have to give it up to him this episode for being like, you know what? F this. I'm going to tell my daughter right now, I don't want to do this shit, but
that.
I'm going to do it.
I love
and
that.
And that was like tugged at my heartstrings. Mm-hmm. Like you are going to risk your life because God forbid, like this is,
yeah.
I look at it. I'm like, I got nervous watching it again.
Yeah.
Like I got anxious. Like I was up there because it's like, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
Why aren't we on the ground?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it was not, it, there was so much pressure because it was like, nobody's doing this. Somebody has a wrong strategy.
Yeah.
Right. That's
and
always interesting
Jordan,
when, no one, when
jump,
no one can really
from
get it. It's
the
like,
jump, I told Jordan, I am holding on to this thing. I am not going to be able to commit. I know that you will. Because these guys stayed up there for so long. Like, I'm going to stay up for 5 minutes only to swing 5 feet.
Yeah.
And be so far from that. And I'm like, you did that for what?
Casey's mm-hmm. brother closed his eyes and was just like, see no, hear no, speak no.
In a Zen moment. Yeah,
and Casey brought up also a good point where she was like, look, my parents know that he's here because yep. of me. If something happens to any of us, they're not going to be very happy about that.
No, not at all.
What would you guys say? All right, I know, you know, before listeners, you guys are used to us doing play of the week, dirtiest deed, side of the week, wink of the week. Now we're going to mix it up for you a little bit again. All right. And we're going to do gold star of the week. So who's going to get the award and then who needs to go be put in timeout? So
yeah. just sit down
just
in the corner
sit over
and
there.
You don't get to leave until we tell you.
Think about what you did.
Exactly. All right. So let's kick it off. Who has their gold star of the week?
OK, I'll go because I have the same person for both. The person that I'm about to say gets my gold
my
star.
You're gonna do mine. I bet you you're going to.
And they get my timeout. Mine is going to go to Tommy.
Oh.
Tommy is going to get my gold star, and he's also going to get my timeout. The reason he's getting my timeout is because what the hell was going on in that daily? I am thoroughly embarrassed as a Big Brother player because you had us out here looking whack. What were you doing? This was not Broadway. Why were you dancing? Like, what in the... I believe I can
I think he was so
away.
Happy that Annalise made contact with his body that he forgot See? That there was a goal.
You don't forget. You 9,000 feet in the air. How you forget what's going on?
Not 9,000
feet. Like, how you forget?
With the bright-ass flag behind you. And they showed in slow-mo when he turns around. You can still see the flag. He doesn't.
He looks right at it.
Nair muscle, nair arm. He doesn't even try after the fact to do a little reach for it. He just maintains that perfect position of a bird.
Because he was looking at the flag. The flag was looking at him. They was looking at each other, and he kept going. Like, I'm just, right. What in the show, too?
I feel like his arm even went past the flag. Like, he had
He
ample
had the perfect, time. What is it called? Wingspan, arm span? He had the perfect. Like, it was right there.
That's facts.
Now, he also gets my gold star because of the elimination. Baby was the little engine that could. He tried and tried and tried and tried. And for me, as a viewer and also a competitor, that's what you want to see. You want to see people that are at least going to try. He did not give up. At no point did he say, I cannot lift her. And we all saw it. And he knew it. I cannot lift her, so I'm just going to throw in the towel. He said, no, maybe Jesus is going to come down and help me lift this rope. Like, he had all the hope and all the faith in himself to be able to get it done. So I'm so proud of him. So for this week, he gets my gold star and my timeout. So go sit in the corner and think about what you did, but take this star while you're over there.
Anissa, who are yours?
Listen, and it's not because I am partial to Olivia, but as a rookie, as someone who's already seen elimination twice, as someone who already has a flourishing romance, and the fact that...
You made out with her.
That comes later. The fact that she... You know, you're a dick. She gets the gold star because she pulled that shit off.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
Yeah.
It worked out for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know who I would give a timeout to.
Really? Politicking.
Yeah.
You politicking.
Anissa, don't go back.
I am not. You know what? I hate both of you.
You politicking.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just trying to think of like, I mean, I don't know.
This is a time show, Anissa.
You know what? I know.
We are on the clock. But go ahead and get us that overtime.
I'll give you some time to think about it. I'll give you some time to think about it. Because she is politicking. We're going to work on her.
I am not. I just don't know what was like time out worthy.
Okay, fine. My gold star of the week. So it's my gold star of the week is Scuba Nelly T. Mm-hmm. 54 times, never gave up. And finally, he made it. You know, it's props to him for finally getting it done. Mm-hmm. Finally getting it done. Please don't let it be another 54, Nelson. But so proud of you. So excited for you. So happy. My timeout, though, goes to Nelson. Nelson, how are you going to hook up with someone and then have the audacity to be like, but I'm going to throw you? Because yes, sure, it was spun, and it very much looks like Olivia is on board. But I'm pretty sure if Nelson came out the gate and said, nah, boo, we not even going to nominate you. We don't have to take all those risks. I'm pretty sure Olivia would have been like, bet, that works. Like, I feel that in my spirit, that if Nelson came out of the gate and said that it's not even on the table. But if you watch back, go look at the episode, Nelson was like, so you know I like you, right? But here's what I'm thinking. We know the bets, like, we got to do this. And therefore they came to this kind of plan together. And I feel like she took it in stride. It worked out well. She looks like a boss. Love that.
Yeah.
But Nelson doing that and then having the audacity to be like, okay, am I still going to get some kisses later? Negro, if you don't go sit in the corner somewhere.
They bamboozled us because I can't believe it.
I think Nelson honestly bamboozled Olivia a little bit too. Like, I think, meaning again, I think
she did his dirty work.
Yeah, exactly. She did his dirty work. And again, I'm willing to bet that if Nelson had said, fine, you have two options, me nominate you and we put our little plan together, or me not nominate you at all, so you don't even have to have the stress that something might work out differently, I think she would have been like, I'm cool taking the day off. Yes, Nisa.
You might, Nelly might get my time out then.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Nelly would go by his own moral compass, the whole thing where he was like, oh, no one can trust you, Tommy and Annalise, but you still voted your girlfriend in.
Mm. Right.
Are we to trust you now?
Ain't that the pot? If the girl that you are spending
romance.
All I know is if you see me naked, you will never vote me in. That'll be the last thing you do. That will be the last thing on this earth that you do. If you know me.
I would have gone right back up on stage. I would have pulled them down and I'd be like, so we're having a face off tonight.
Right. Right.
Yeah, if I go in, you go in.
If you get to know somebody.
I thought you loved me.
Mm-hmm.
Internally. I thought we were doing this together.
Mm-hmm. Talking about, you going to be all right. We'll make sure everybody does invoke you. If you don't go.
But you can't control that. You can't control that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So they weren't fully safe. It worked out beautifully. Made for a great episode. But if he really wanted to save her, he would have just been like, nah, boo.
Yeah.
Sit this one.
Make sure
out.
She's 100% safe. And I see what you're saying, but what if?
Here we go.
Nerisse wasn't even his partner. What would have happened? Would it have been easier for him? Ooh. I mean, she went to bat for Olivia too.
Yeah.
Right. Because Nerisse like, didn't want to throw them in at all.
Yeah, one of my closest
because
friends.
She wanted to do just the bet.
Mm-hmm. See, yep. Now. You got to think. I'm thinking
That's
now.
What I'm saying.
See, guys, I told you this. I wasn't politicking. I was just collecting my thoughts so I could get the right ones out.
I mean, that sounds good now.
I know. You know what? I'm putting Davon's in timeout. That's my timeout.
All right, the beach. Ain't no times out on the beach. Ain't no times out.
Okay, the reason why she's saying the beach, you guys, is because she's sitting here. We see a video of her with this fake beach background, just so you
listen,
know.
Listen, it changes every time, and she's not real. In any of these places. She's
peace
not.
And serenity. They hating. I am in peace and serenity right now. They are hating.
Well, while Davon is enjoying peace and serenity in timeout, we have an incredible episode for you all today. So we're all going to go take a quick time out for this commercial break. But when we get back, stick around because we have the muy caliente papi picante.
Hot daddy.
If you know what I'm talking about, we're talking about Horacio. He's here. He's spilling all the tea. We get to know him in all sorts of ways. We get to hear about what really went down in the Challenge House. And Anissa spills some more tea, too. And you know, we always love that. So make sure you stay tuned because we'll be right back after the break.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Today, we have America's heartthrob, Picante Papi, also known as Horacio Gutierrez. Welcome to the podcast. Woo! We will get into Picante Papi. Papi Picante later.
Yeah, because I have questions now.
No. Oh.
So yeah, where did that come from? Where did that come from?
Okay,
explain that.
I will let you know. So Tori was... Tori flirts in a very odd way, and I mean, it's no surprise. Horacio is not only kind, but he is kind on the eyes. So because he's not like Johnny or like Fessy or like any of those guys, he's more reserved. We were like, how do we pull this guy out of his shell? And then Tori's trying to learn Spanish, and then she was like, how do I say hot daddy? And then she was like, oh, papi picante. And then it started this whole thing. So he was Horacio, he was Horatio, he was Horacio, he was Guti, all of his names mispronounced.
Yeah, how do you properly pronounce it, by the way? Because we were asking that before you got on here. I mean, I'm going to start calling you Picante. I know we just met, but I'm going to call you Picante Papi from now on. But how do you pronounce your name?
So my name is pronounced Horacio. So Horacio. In Spanish, the H is actually silent. Mm-hmm. So that's why everybody's like saying Horatio. Honestly, I don't like it, but I can't correct everybody. So I'm just going to go with Papi Picante. That's going to be...
Oh. Well, Guti was easy for people.
Yeah,
like,
Guti was...
That was if like you were one of his friends.
Exactly.
I felt cool when I said
I'm glad you broke that down because I wrote it down and I wrote Horacio. And so...
No.
That's wrong. That's wrong, but that's how I wrote it. So I know it's...
We had Nelson like Olivia and Horatio... Hardy.
Yeah. I mean, but it's Nelson. Forget about the age.
No, not at all.
Oh, my goodness. So congratulations on being the rookie that you are, because you're showing out. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. You are showing out. Yes. But at the same time, you're being mixed with all of these iconic vets. So in this episode, we see Darrell come in. Veronica came with him, of course. But I'm saying for you as a male to see such another iconic male step into the game, how did that feel?
Yeah, I mean, that was a surprise. Obviously, I was thinking TJ's done with the surprises, being friendly. And seeing Darrell and Veronica walk in. It's like really, like we're all busting our ass to get all these people out, and you're bringing in more people. And knowing the record that they have, you know, they're champions and all this, and they're vets. It's like, yeah. Okay, another team that's gonna be against us, and it's gonna make us go down into the zone again. So it was, I don't know, every time somebody new came in, including like Anissa, I was like, gosh dang it, like now we're going back into the zone and numbers against us. Like it was hard. It was bittersweet.
So had you watched the show before coming on? Like were you a fan of the show before coming on?
I'm gonna be honest, I was kind of, like I watched a couple of, like,
you didn't watch
no.
it right.
Yeah, that's a big no. It's okay,
I watched
a couple is not right.
That is a
he was like
no.
I watched two episodes because they told me to, right? Besides that, no.
I watched, yeah, no. Spoiler accounts on Twitter, that's how I knew who you people were. That's crazy. No, I love your honesty though.
Yeah,
that's
so no dope. Speaking of honesty, I want to know this because he is so honest and he plays the game honestly. Mm-hmm. But this move, Olivia's plan, I felt bad the whole season. I just found out today, and I talk to Olivia all of the time. I didn't know that. We all sat in that house like, oh my God, Nelly really did this to his love.
Oh yeah.
But she made the whole plan and you were quiet about it and pretended like y'all were really mad.
How hard was it to keep that secret, yeah. Picante Poppy? Like, how hard was it to pretend?
Picante Poppy. Picante.
Even that one, you're switching it around. Wow. it wasn't difficult for me. I mean, Anissa said it. I'm more on the quiet side and reserved side. So I was going into the game. I was like, I'm not going to be talking strategy with anybody. And if I'm going to make or cut a deal, it's going to be because they came to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be searching for it. And this whole plan that Olivia, this mastermind plan that she created, I was just going with the flow. I'm like, all right, if it works out, great. If not, I am ready to go back into the zone. Mm. And, you know, it was like my second home, the zone. So I was like, it's cool if we go back in there. But no, it was pretty easy. Just stick to myself, kind of just did my own thing, training, playing soccer,
but,
and that's
but
it.
Were you were also training in hugs, I saw. Ooh, ooh. A lot of hug training. Do you want to,
yeah, what's up with you and Laurel?
Yeah. The team.
No, I think Laurel,
tell the truth.
Where do I start? No, I'm gonna be honest, I really like Laurel. You know, she's
in what way? Romantically?
I mean,
like, do you like her like you want to like read books with her, or do you like her like you want to stick your tongue down her throat? Which one is it?
Ooh. Ooh. Wow. It's a mix of both, I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
It's a mix of both.
Wow.
It's a mix of both, but I don't know, going into it, I was like, I don't want to get into any kind of, you know, just relation, nothing. I was just like, I know what I'm here to do. Yeah. I'm here to compete. And I don't mind getting to know people and, you know,
and with, hugging them
and hugging them.
Lots of hugs.
Lots of hugs. Yeah. And with Laurel, one thing that maybe a lot of people don't know is that she speaks Spanish. And that to me was so, it made me feel confident and get out of that shell that, you know, Anissa's talking about and just be able to express myself. And mm-hmm. I think that connection really just grew little by little. And, you know, you saw it there. She says, I wake up and he's right next to me.
Mm-hmm. She talked about that a lot.
Since the season, has she woken up and you've been right next to her? Like, since filming is finished?
No, not yet.
Oh!
So there's a possibility.
We like yet.
It was a yet.
We like yet.
I like that. That's yeah. promising.
We like
That's
yet.
That's good.
Yeah. We like so what? No, yeah. So she did what Tori was trying to do. She did it. So other than
see,
I understand. Tori was just trying to be like, okay.
Wait, what is happening right now? What? It's gonna got off the rails.
I'm seizing. I'm seizing.
No, because Anissa was gonna spill tea. Go ahead.
I can't spill tea because we haven't seen the rest of this this show pan out. But
you got me sweating over here.
Yeah, you should be.
First of all, I'm good at math, and the 2 + 2 = 4 in my mind, and I'm putting it together right now. Okay.
See, mm-hmm. now this is the season of lovers. I told you I felt like I was on Love Island. There's a lot of hugging, shared hugs. Fessy's in bed with different girls.
There is
a lot of love going on.
Is it love or lust? Are we watching Lust
or Germs
Island
or Germs
Lust Island?
That is good. Yeah,
Germs,
love or lust.
Germ Island, whatever you want to call it. This is not the end. This is just the beginning.
So there's more?
Wait, so was somebody a sister wife in the house? That's what I want.
There are musical
beds.
I can't.
Musical beds. Yeah, not, literally.
Musical beds, musical stairs, musical hugs.
Musical tongues. Okay. That's gross. Don't do that, people.
But of people using, because with that, right, and we know that the challenge, by the way, I don't know why the challenge hasn't done, at least recently, a partnership with Trojan or something. I don't know. I feel like it's a missed opportunity. But the way that Olivia and Poppy Picante, is that better? Did I get it right?
There you go.
Okay,
love that.
There we go. Managed to use the dynamic in the relationship. My mind is still just blown about how that was pulled off. Mm. First, I want to know, Poppy, did you automatically assume when Nelson and Nerys won, did you feel, were you kind of just sitting pretty like, okay, I know we're safe. Like, mm-hmm. we have to be safe given that relationship. Or was there a part of you that was like, I can't trust anyone?
No, exactly that. I, as soon as I saw that Nelson won, well, not even that, when I saw that we didn't win, I was, mm-hmm. we're going in straight up because nobody really had our back. We were kind of right now, we had a target on our back. We had just done previous eliminations and I'm like, yeah, this is, we're just going back in. And I know the whole Olivia Nelson thing was growing, mm-hmm. but I said, look, let's be honest. Last episode, Mariah, you know, she's your best friend, quote unquote, and they mm-hmm. threw us in.
Right.
And now this guy that, you know, you've been, I don't know, doing whatever, playing musical beds. Yeah. All that with him. I mean, it means nothing to him. It's a game. And I just think we're going to go back in. And she's like, no, no, it's not going to be this way. I'm like, we're going in.
And when she shared with you that her idea was to sort of like volunteer for you guys to be nominated, right? That master plan where it was to make the house think you guys weren't aligned. Was there a moment that you wanted to be like, hell nah? Like, was there any point where you like, this is not the, let's try a different route? Or did you just roll with it from the beginning?
No, all the time. Every time Olivia spoke, I was on the edge of my chair. I'm like, okay, what are you going to say next? Like, what are you going to do? Because she's very smart. Don't get me wrong, but she just speaks.
And yeah, she doesn't care.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you don't know how people are going to, you know, portray that or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was just on the edge of my chair, but her thinking like I could trust Nelson, I could trust Nerys. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to trust you because you're the only person I trust. I'm going to trust you, Olivia. And then we'll see what goes from there. But like I said, I was ready if it came to coming into the zone, I was 100% ready.
But see, that's what made me feel a little uneasy because y'all had just got stabbed in the throat last week by Annalise and Tommy, right? And so for you to be like, oh, the plan is awesome, I'm with it, I'm down, let's ride the wave, whatever. And I'm like, how? When this just happened last week. So even though you did mm-hmm. have whatever trust you had for Nelson and Nerys, they're not in the pit. Like, you have to worry about the other people that are down there in the pit, the zone, with you guys. It was a risk.
It was, yeah. It was definitely a risk. And that's I think that's the thing of the game, though. It's always going to be a risk no matter what.
Yeah.
And with Nerys and Nelson, I just felt like Nelson being a vet, I'm like, okay, this guy, you know, I've seen kind of a little bit how he moves and stuff. and I'm like, I think I could trust him. And he was kind of, he had his lovey-dovey eyes for Olivia. So I'm like, he definitely doesn't want her to go. Mm-hmm. But like you said, they had just backstabbed us in the previous episode. So yeah, I was definitely on edge, but I don't know. I was just ready.
Come on, pero.
Pero why? Pero que wow. So, but I also feel like Nelly lucked out because it could have gone differently.
Man. Oh my God.
But it's kind of like this was your dream setup. You win. You got people down there that will do all of the dirty work. You just put those two people up. And
I'd argue it was almost the dream
setup. Then you can wash
setup.
Your hands of all of that
shit. Well,
so he could have agreed to Olivia's plan knowing that regardless, he would, I mean, it just worked out.
No, it did, but here's my concerning point. I'm looking towards the future. So it did work out beautifully, mm-hmm. right? And
that
the way that Veronica
happen,
said,
though.
It doesn't always happen. Right. But the only thing that would have potentially made it better would have been Tommy and Annalise coming back because, and this is my question to you, Poppy, How do you feel watching Kim and Colleen dominate that elimination and then hearing when Colleen said, okay, now I'm coming back focused on revenge? Because technically, while Nelson and Nerys nominated them into the bottom four, you were the one, I mean, you and your partner, obviously, were the one that actually sent them in. And as of right now, it sounds like Colleen's out for blood.
Right.
That's one thing that I wanted, obviously, to pick the safe dagger because that's the only guarantees your safety. But it gives you, now you kind of put blood on your hands, like people say, because we sent them in. But I don't know. I didn't, Kim and Colleen, I think they're great people. And I actually, like Colleen said it, like we didn't know Darrell and Veronica. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Kim quite a bit and Colleen, but I just didn't see them as they could potentially win a challenge in the future.
I thought it was a great, flawless week for Nelson and Nerys. Like, I thought it was absolute flawless week for them. And they got to put the blood on you. So I thought it was, like, great
for them. No, I wasn't saying it was flawless for Nelson and Nerys. Yeah. I'm saying for Poppy, it wasn't as flawless. Just because, said, there's now a little bit of blood on. I know, it's just going to be. I hope that's okay. Is that all right? Do I need
no,
I
want
to make
fine.
Sure you consent.
Okay. let's call Laurel and make sure it's okay.
Oh.
I was tempted to text her.
Do you want me to call her? I can call her real quick.
Yes, put her on speaker. Call her and put her on speaker.
She'll be like, claro que sí.
Yes.
So, no, what I do want to ask you, Hot Daddy, is Chauncey made a statement.
Yes, for translating.
Right. Chauncey made a statement in his confessional where he said Amber was the leader of the rookies. My question to you is, do you agree with that or do you think it was somebody else?
That was in my notes.
Oh, was it?
Yes. I can't wait to talk about this. Go ahead.
No, I actually laughed at that because, I mean, this whole entire time, Amber and Chauncey have, you know, I really got close to them, but they haven't been, you know, competing very well. Mm. Where have they been? Let's be honest. Like Amber, if she was quote unquote the leader, you know, she would have been like, hey, you know what? You guys should do this move or you should do this. She never came to us to do that, you know? Not saying she was a bad, like, alliance. But I didn't know I was part of the whole little alliance group. I was just kind of like, all right, I'm here with Olivia. Yeah, I'm with the rookies. But if I'm going to work with some vets, I don't care. I'll work with some vets.
Yeah.
But it was it was shocking to hear that from Chauncey. I don't know what you think, Anissa. You were there.
What do you think?
That shit was a shock. I am in shock and all. He said that the vets didn't want to work with her, I'm like, okay, first of all, she's on the bottom of our totem pole. That wasn't the case. It's just like, how do you work with somebody that already was like, F these vets, I don't want any of them to win. As
you
saw
blame
in the first
her, though,
episode.
Based on her first season, do you kind of blame her, though?
Yes.
but even not just her first season, her latest season, because when she came on Aftermath, she had the same sort of feelings.
I don't care.
And in watching it, she felt, Anissa, it's that attitude.
No, I'm telling you, I came into this very, very accepting of Amber, and I get along with her, and we are fine.
Tell us what we're not seeing, because it does look like you guys shun her. So tell us what we're
not
seeing.
No, that's not the thing. You have to be real about your shit.
Right.
If you say, hey, I don't want the vets to win, but you're in the next breath, you're like, oh my God, girl, I want you to win. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about somebody else, and you will see it in the episodes to come. But make it make sense.
Okay.
Don't sit here and champion a group of people so you can feel accepted or like the leader. This isn't a cult. You're just trying to play
the challenge cult.
Yeah. The challenge cult edition. You know, and
season 42.
I think Horacio's like me, like we and Jordan, like we kind of play the game and we roll with the punches and we do what we have to do. And if we need to make a move, we will. But we're not going to sit here and be like, I'm the leader of the group. And because of that and the back and forth and the inconsistencies, it makes it hard to work with someone. When Jordan and I came in, I was like, okay, Tori and Devin, that's it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to play this game. Because you can only make a promise to one person.
Yeah. Right.
And then
beyond
that,
that's how people
your
mess
hands
themselves
are tied.
Up when they,
So it's not that there's a pecking order, but you put my best friend in the house. If it wasn't her, then I would have picked someone else that I had a relationship that I could trust.
Okay.
So it's not, oh, woe is me. Everybody's against Amber. That's not the case.
But it does. It does.
I don't care what it looks like. Because
when
you will see a big group.
I don't care.
Because you will, and Horacio was there for it, you will see what is it? What's done in the night?
What's done in the dark comes to the light.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, it's going to come to light and everybody's going to see what happened. So she never came up to us. Well, mm-hmm. I can only speak for myself. She never came to me talking game. Yeah. But I was with Chauncey. Chauncey was in a room with Jordan. Jordan and Horacio were cool. Horacio and Chauncey were like, I was kind of connected to Chauncey.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. It's like, that's just how things go.
Yeah.
I think Chauncey talked a lot more game than Amber.
Well, he also is getting more screen time than her too. So that kind of threw me back as well when he said that. Because I was like, well, we ain't seen her, you know, really do too much. But it's a lot of people, just like in this last season of The Challenge USA, Danny didn't have no screen time.
That's the way
and
you
then
do it.
He
you
won.
Don't be all up
so
front
we you know, we know.
But yeah, but there were some other things, you know. I wish I would have. Whatever.
We're nope, not. Nope, no. 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 No.
You got it. You got to say it now.
Spit it out. You know, now, Anissa. You know.
I just wish my thick ass was on that final. That's all. I would have been a polar bear in the wild. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, but speaking of you in the wild, Anissa, in this particular daily, let's talk about it. First of all, one of the best I've ever, to me, it just looks fun. Mm-hmm. It looks so fun. Probably one of my favorite challenge dailies I can recall in recent time. Anissa, everybody failed but two teams, and one of those teams was your badass ticket girl.
Thank you.
Walk us through, because you did look scared as hell. How are you feeling before actually being out there? Talk me through what you all's strategy was, and then how did you feel once you won?
I hated every part of that. And I told Jordan, I'm like, listen, Jordan, let's just look at our factors here. I'm like, I know you can hang on longer than me, but like hanging... It might not be your best thing, you know, and it might not be my best thing, but I think if we're trying to go for something, I feel like hesitation wise, like I may not jump off that thing, but I know he will commit every step of the way. I'm like, I'm probably weigh as much as you, maybe a little bit more. I'm like, I'm going to catch you, whatever you do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and with my body weight and yours, and if we drop at the same, you know, time, we'll be perfect at this. And I was like, the woman has to hold on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So Tori and I were like, yo, you doing it? She was like, yes. I was like, okay, cool. And then we just like stood our ground because the guys were like, no, we should hold on. I'm like, it's not going to calm down to, as we were watching each heat, how long you can hang if none of y'all can get the flag.
Right.
Right.
How did you decide which one of you, between you and Olivia, were going to be the jumper and the holder? How did you decide?
So I knew that Olivia, like her fear is heights. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to have to hold on. But there was, because we were in the last heat, Devin at one point, he came up to me. He's like, I think Olivia should hold on. Mm-hmm. But Olivia was not about it. She was like, I say she's fearless. But at that moment, I'm like, I'm not going to put her through this. And I was like, all right, I thought our weight would be good, you know, kind of like Anissa was saying, like, as soon as she hits me, I feel like, all right, we'll have enough momentum to go. And it just didn't go as planned. And, you know, now I'm like, we should have changed the strategy. But, you know, that's that experience right there.
Yeah.
Both of you guys being there physically, what do you think were some of the issues the other teams were doing? I mean, obviously we saw some as a viewer, but I'm sure there's some we didn't see of why people just kept, very talented people otherwise, just kept missing that flag. What were some of the things or the mistakes that were being made?
Timing. And jumping at people's feet. Jumping too low.
Veronica and Darrell. You know,
oh my God. Veronica was upside down like a little turtle. Bless her.
Did you see her flag? Oh my God.
She grabbed his shoe. So scared for her.
And look, I agree with Chauncey. Where is the net? Period. Where is the net?
Yeah, I thought about it. I'm like, why did we? They don't show this, but a little background for you. Behind the scenes. The scream that I gave once we got that, I'm like, woohoo. Then I had to wait for Fessy to hold on for minutes.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, now I'm just here with. By this thread, and Jordan's holding on to me, and we're strapped together. I'm like, Fessy, I'm like, Mariah, just go.
Right.
I'm like, wait, so they're probably not going to get the flag.
They kept you guys just hanging there while the other person was.
Oh, that's out.
So I was like, pull me in. Another thing that black people don't do is just hang. We did it for the second. You got your footage. True. You need to pull us back in. We would have never paid to do this activity ever.
You guys were hanging for like 2 minutes. That's all like 2 minutes.
It. Well, 2 minutes
and
is too
Fessy,
long.
And Fessy, I mean, he started doing pull-ups at one point. Grow I was like, all right, Fessy, so we get it, but yes.
Ooh, I was so, and he called you last episode, Fessy number two. Like
he called me boyfriend number two,
Boyfriend number two.
What's that about?
Well, according to him, it's because he said that all the girls that kind of missed their shot with him, they go with me, something like that.
But who wants recycled goods? I don't understand why they keep going for Fest the Mess.
None of those girls went for you. I mean, okay, let's call a spade a spade.
Come Everybody on,
Anissa. And I love Fessy, by the way.
Everybody was trying to. I love Fessy too. This isn't about love. This is about what the people truth. Have said on TV and calling them out on it. When I say that everyone was trying to figure out Horacio's type and then was offended when we were like, damn, we aren't it. it was like, he's great at everything. He has six packs, eight packs, 10 packs, who knows? I mean, that could wash everything in your hamper. The nicest guy, I mean, hold a door, so kind, generous. Thank you. Can eat so much, it's kind of disturbing.
It's weird, you know that, but yes.
Continue. Yeah. No, I do know. He's like a garbage, just but we would order stuff. He'd be like, I need 8 burgers.
So look at this blender. He's drinking from a blender, ladies and gentlemen. He is drinking a big, not a portable blender, a
yes,
big
because he has
blender.
All of the fruit, all of the protein, peanut butter, honey, like he has everything, a cookie, everything's in there. But he wasn't there to meet girls. And even though women wanted to talk to him, Horacio was like, eye on the prize. Flirting. And I mean, we're there for a while. So it's nice to be.
Yeah, I think that's unavoidable. You know, you're going to get to know people and you get attached. I think that's
did you get attached to?
I don't know.
We had a lot of funny moments in that room.
Yep. No, he just said, I don't know if he should say. So therefore, he should definitely say, who all did you get attached to? We know you're attached to Laurel.
Yeah.
And then.
I mean,
there was a little Michelle in there.
Whoa, what?
Michelle kind of had a crush. I mean, there were people that had crushes on you.
No, we want to know who the mutual interests were, not somebody who was chasing you around. We want to know who you were chasing back.
Right.
Sorry.
Who got the eye, Horacio?
Who got the eye? I mean, leave it at it's Anissa's best friend. So.
Maybe this will work. I mean,
good pick.
We had so many fun times in that room. I mean,
did it cause awkwardness between you and Jordan at any point?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
They loved each other.
Yeah, I was straight up with Jordan the entire time. So.
Not brother husbands. What's happening?
Not brother husbands.
Brother husbands.
You know you connected with both of his exes, though.
I know.
Tori and Laurel. And you know what's funny is you, Horacio, actually remind me of Jordan a little bit. Like, as Anissa was describing you being this upstanding guy, said you're very kind. Jordan in the beginning kind of came off, you know, in his early seasons a little meaner, but overall, like, get it done guy, focused, capable, good at everything. You and Jordan seem a little alike, and definitely not Fessy. And so then the fact that you connected with both of Jordan, that's interesting.
No, I thought about it as well, because I'm like, Jordan's like, I like this guy, like we could hang out, like we could do just anything in terms of, like, we were out there in the backyard always, just we were kicking the soccer ball around, we were throwing the football, just working out, we were doing everything, boxing. And then I just started seeing all these little similarities and I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, we have the same tastes in women, like what's going on here? So I don't know.
Stop it, Davon. The itch for more. Really?
It's quite interesting. So how did it feel watching this episode? And Anissa, I wanted to ask you too, because we want the tea on what happened, because we know because you're the best friend, right? What did you feel, sir, you know, hot daddy? What did you feel seeing Jordan and Anissa, I mean, Jordan and Tori in the bed in that clip? How did that make you feel?
To be honest, at that point, I didn't really talk to Tori.
No, today. How did you feel today?
I'm out of here.
How'd you feel today watching that?
I'm gonna be honest. I was actually very happy, because I told them the entire time, I said, look, I'm not gonna choose a side between you two. I really like you both. And I just want what's best for both of you. I think if it's like you both are here for a reason, if it's either to rekindle whatever you had, great. If it's either just to close that cycle and make sure you guys are good, that's it. So seeing that, I'm like, okay, there was a potential of them, you know, rekindling their thing. But I just felt happy. I wanted really the best. And I know that's probably not the answer you wanted.
It ain't, because that's the good cop answer. I want the bad cop answer. What does the bad cop have to say?
bad cop, just I guess stay tuned. Pretty much, that's all I can say. Because
that was a little picante.
That was like medio
The plot thickens.
Speaking
ladies and gentlemen.
Of plots thickening, one plot that wasn't particularly thick was this elimination because I appreciate how suspenseful the footage tried to make it seem.
Yes, yes.
But watching Thor just sit back, relaxing, chilling all cool, shooting some b-ball outside of the school while Tommy was really struggling. I was like, what do you think it was? Ooh. Like, if either of you were down there, what would you have done differently? It didn't seem like he had much of a fighting chance. What was happening?
I think Banana said it at one point. He's like, Tommy, you got to squat down and like hand over hand in a sense. And he was just trying to yank it. And
but
I don't
also
think
let her hit the water, which that was mud too.
Yeah,
and then
that made
she's
her
getting
heavier.
Stuck in that. He should have just, while he could, like held that, and then like I would have tried to turn
wrap your body,
my body in
it or something,
anything, because Tommy is smaller, but he's all legs. Like he's strong.
We saw the twerking. Yeah,
we also saw the what in the I Believe I Can Fly in the daily challenge. Because what was that? I was a little embarrassed.
Song. It was literally his swan song.
I was
song,
a little sure. embarrassed because what is happening? Grab the flag.
He could have grabbed it. That's the worst part. I mean, I know he's a Broadway guy, but I mean, it wasn't the time for it.
No.
He should have brought in them arms and grabbed the damn flag.
That was wild. How did it feel, Rocio? How satisfying was it seeing Tommy and Annalise go home after they backstabbed you the week before? And were you still kind of holding a grudge at that point or had you fully let it go?
I had let it go in a sense because I think I said I forgive, but I don't forget. So like it wasn't exactly holding a grudge, but I knew like, all right, if it comes to them like winning a challenge or something, that's where I'm really going to see where they lie. You know, if they're going to throw us in, then okay. Then I see that you're completely against us. Mm-hmm. But watching them, it wasn't satisfactory to watch them like just go out like that because it wasn't even a battle. Let's be honest. Like,
right.
It wasn't
that
a battle.
Was hard. Yeah.
And I'm like, at least if you put on a fight, then they would have been like, all right, you know, you go home with dignity? No, yeah, dignity or, you know, looking high. I don't know how you say it in English. Like,
say it in Spanish.
Con la cabeza en alto.
With your head up high.
Yes.
I speak Spanish.
She knew.
I speak Spanish.
I didn't know.
Let me speak for myself. I
didn't
know.
You should have done that in the house, Anissa, and then that could have been you.
I did speak Spanish to him.
The
whole first week, all he did was speak Spanish to me. I'm like, Guti, I got to tell you, I'm not Hispanic.
Anissa said I did everything I could.
No, I mean, I love to practice my Spanish.
I gave that man the best I had.
All right, this is getting hot. Don't go anywhere. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I have a question. I know we've already discussed Fessy, and of course he called you Fessy number two, possibly because of the women's situation, but do you think he feels a little intimidated by you because you're winning stuff this season?
I would say, yeah, because you know, he's been there a couple seasons and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing he's used to having the attention on him. And I'm not saying I have the attention on me.
You do.
Oh, you have
you
it.
Do.
Yeah.
You have it. You are boyfriend number one to so many girls.
So it's almost as if you're like pushing him in the background a little bit is what I'm grasping. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it might be a little intimidation. How do you feel?
No, yeah, I think so. And then him being so dominant, like physically, right? He's such a big guy. Like he's like probably a foot taller than me and stuff. And he's to being dominant. And I'm like, all right, you know, I don't care how big you are. I'm here to compete. And if I could push it to the side, then later, man, not just you, but including everybody that was there.
I mean, they didn't know. They saw you kicking that football, but they don't know about, well, I just called it a football. It's a soccer ball, but I'm right.
Football. I know that, y'all. I know that.
Football,
I
was thinking
with my Latin mind. see, but you got moves and feet and things and agility that you bring something completely different. Like your show, tell the people how long.
Yeah.
Except Lone so was. That,
except Lone, that was a long one. I was actually in there for 6 months. Mm. And it was every single day. I was going out there competing at least 2 to 3 times a day. And, you know, every single day was obstacle courses. It wasn't anything like the rope climbing and stuff, but it made me have to like, all right, I gotta be quick here. I gotta be able to move here. And then outside of it, I was doing Spartan races. And Spartan is really, you know, it's all what we saw in that second challenge with the rope. That's exactly what a Spartan race is. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, this is my playground. Like, let's go.
Wow.
And I'm sure Fessy's a great football player, but if he just sticks to football and lifting weights, you know, you got to kind of get out of your comfort zone and do something better and just be kind of a hybrid athlete. That's kind of how I see it. And that's what I'm trying to do.
So that man, get your shit together.
Did anybody else get butterflies? I'm having a flash. I'm too young.
So it's not even a need to ask you how you train to prepare for the season because you got it.
But didn't you, speaking of Spartan races, isn't that how you met Olivia?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't meet her through Spartan. We
lied.
Did. No. We definitely competed in some Spartans, but we met out here, and I'm actually in Phoenix right now. And that's how we met because I was studying out here in GCU. And that's where we met.
Wait, so you were studying? So you're smart, you're strong, well-rounded, got good hair. Even if it is blonde right now, Horacio is still good hair. Now we know why you're Poppy Picante. Okay.
Right? Devin is a matchmaker, I want to let you know. So she's putting all this information.
Sounds like
she's getting it. She's going to line you up some women.
Notes.
She is lining them up.
I mean, yep. It sounds like he already has a line, so I'm going to let that cool off.
I mean, it's probably, but he has like a VIP, like quick pass line. We need to put VIPs in the quick pass.
Not the fast, the Disneyland fast lane
pass.
Yes.
The fast pass.
Or like the carpool lane. We need some people there.
Not the carpool
lane. You have to be a specific type of car to get in that lane.
Aside from your dating strategy and all the women, I just want to watch this rest of the season just so I can see how your love life plays out, Horacio. But for the fans who are watching who want to know, because I was thinking this, two, having been in a draw before, but the draw that we were in was better because there was only one kill card. So instead of pulling one safe, you had all of these options and you had one opportunity to pull the thing that's going to put you down in there. And this was the reverse of that, right?
Right.
So did you at any point, and be honest, the show's over, so you can tell, did you have any strategy, especially since you were down there multiple times? Was there like a pattern you were starting to notice? How was that?
I'm going to be honest. I try, because like I said, I lived down there in the zone. Every single time I was down there and trying to pick the safe dagger, and I would stare so hard at every single dagger. I'm like, there's got to be a difference. There's got to be a slight little, and I never was able to catch on. And then I try to remember like, okay, this first like two eliminations or three eliminations, it was in the middle. Mm-hmm. Then it was over here. So you start trying to like
pick the pattern.
Yeah, exactly.
That didn't work.
It didn't work. And I couldn't get it. It was just a matter of finding that magic that Darrell said. He mentioned the show. He's like, I got to find that magic. Mm-hmm. I never found it either. If it's meant to be, then all right, cool. We're safe. If not, let's go in. I was never scared of going in. That's kind of how my mindset every single time. And I would just tell Olivia, she was always so like, oh, like maybe if we do this, we could, you know, we could save them or they could save us. I'm like, just forget about it. Be ready to go in. And just win.
Period.
That's all we got to do.
You're currently, so far this season, holding the title of Rookie of the Year, right?
Yes.
What type of pressure is that on you? If at all, any pressure? Are you just like, duh? Like, what is it? What is it for you?
No, it's definitely some pressure, but not that title necessarily of Rookie of the Year. It's more like not letting Olivia down, not letting myself down, and things that I'm like, I know we could do this. I know we could win this. And in the moment, you know, it's weird to watch it back and you're like, wow, it's you relive those emotions. But in the moment, it's like, I didn't care about the Rookie of the Year. Or I'm like, oh, I'm 2-0. I didn't care about that. I was just like, all right, we got to take it day by day. And, you know, if it comes down to, all right, we're going back to elimination, we didn't win this challenge, just take it on the chin and keep walking forward, because that's what we're here to do. And, you know, now it's like, wow, I'm so happy that everything happened the way it did. But I'm like, wow, I feel a pressure now that I'm outside of the show. But in the moment, it was just more like, I didn't want to let Olivia down and myself down. It was just that.
That's really sweet. If you get the call, would you come back?
100%. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
I don't know, some people like one and done. My crystal ball, I feel like. I mean, I feel like you're going to be one of those people that...
Like a Jordan.
Sticks around. Yeah. Like my partner.
No, that's amazing to hear. It is. I mean, just to hear...
I
mean,
I saw you. We spent enough time together that, like, you... Yes, you are a terrible loser. I mean, you sulk. And you sit in the corner.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
And there
Oh, yes. The one thing that's wrong with him. He's a sulker. I will say that you are not a great loser. You are not great at losing.
Neither is Jordan.
But that is just the competitive guy. I know. And that's where they would just sit there. Just
they have to be miserable. Sulkity sulk.
Just both of them in the sulk club in the corner. And I'm like, God, come on, guys. Like, I could have done it. I know they were both in each other's minds like, we could have done better. Who are we? We fucked up. We must run 18 miles tonight and swim and lift.
Wait, were you in our room listening? Because that's literally what we were saying.
Who's watching?
I know him, which means I know you by the transitive property. These angles are congruent. You and him are. You are like
come
a
on, professor.
Younger version of him. With more abs and less tattoos.
No, was it just the show that made you have those thoughts? Or were you like that growing up with sports, just period, like super hard on yourself? Or was it just like the show? Because sometimes the show bring out like, dang, like, man. Or have you always been like that?
I've always been like that. I actually, my parents, they make fun of me because when I was little, that I was playing soccer, I started like at 5 years old. I would lose, like my team would lose. And I would start crying of anger because I'm like, I'm like, why did we lose? Like, why couldn't I do more for us to win? And, you know, like, obviously I don't cry anymore, but my entire life I've just been.
Do you not cry?
Okay. I cry. Yeah. But.
Ooh, okay.
But, no, I've been.
Tears this season.
I manage it better.
Where do you think that comes from, Horacio? Like, even I know you said it started at 5, but where do you think, or have you even thought about why even at such a young age you felt the confidence that you could succeed, which is great, but the need that like you had to always come out on top?
Yeah.
So I actually talked a little bit about this in the challenge and the challenge house. And it's just, I have this, like, I don't know why, this perception of there's no such thing as perfect, right? As being perfect. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why in my head, now I'm kind of like leaning away from it now, but I just want to be the best I can be in everything. If it comes down to sports, if it comes down to how to treat women, how to treat your friends, how to treat your family, how to be the best son, the best brother. I've always had that mindset. And I don't know, maybe I feel like everybody lives their own, like, you know, movie in their head. Mm-hmm. And sometimes maybe I believe it way too much. And I try to be too perfect, if there's such thing, because I know I'm not. And that would add that pressure every single time that I'm like, okay, I just have to beat everybody. I have to do this. And not in a bad way, but just to prove to myself, like, I could do this. I could be the best I can be at absolutely everything. And, you know, in the past, now that I've done some mistakes, and, you know, it's like, bro, you can't be shooting for, there's no such thing as perfection.
Right.
So, so like, I think that's where my whole competitive nature came about, because my parents, they were always very, you know, very chill, very laid back. Like, hey, you go out there, have fun, do the best you can do. But I just had this perception of like, I have to be different in some kind of way. And that's kind of, I guess, where it came from.
I think there it is. You had to be different.
Yeah.
For you, it was like, I have to stand out in a certain way. I mean, now you stand out just when you walk into a room, as you saw in the Challenge House and all those women drooling over you. But
that was a great answer. Show us the index card you're reading off of, because that was just a little too perfect. Yeah. Like, that was
If you could have seen Davon's face go.
No. I feel like you're not believing me, Davon. What's going on?
The hearts in your eyes, Davon. Do you see the appeal?
Girl, I just need to go wash my face. Hold on.
Because he could be just an asshole, but it's that honesty.
Yeah. What's the emotional intelligence? Intelligence is not just on the ability to self-reflect and challenge
and be self-aware
and learn and all of that is amazing.
And you're young, you know.
How old are you?
How old are you?
26.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's young in my eyes, but
you know. Well, I'm 21, so
you know what?
Oh, there you go.
These are lies.
You saw what happened with her background. Lie, they get kicked
her
off.
Background. See, her background shows you that she lied. She is not on a beach.
You know where I'm at.
There are no palm trees in your backyard.
Know.
Speaking of no palm trees in your backyard, there are also no new vets at the end of this episode. Anissa and Horacio, how are you feeling when you... TJ tries to psych you all out, but how are you feeling when you realize no new additions are coming into the house at this point?
Slightly relieved, but also kind of upset because we could have just thrown them right into elimination.
No, I was like, let's get out of here. Let's go. Let's go back to the house because, like I said, we were busting our butt every single time to get people out. And then you bring somebody else, a stronger pair potentially. And I'm like, oh, come on, TJ. Like, why do you have
it was like the challenge that never ended because we really in actuality, if you look at it, we had 32 players because when you show up, you're like, why are there only 26 people here? Mm-hmm. I don't know why. We had so many conspiracy theories going on
of
like
course.
Who's coming into the house, whatever. But it was a relief. I think, Horacio, you could feel the same way. Like, we were putting in so much work. Like, no one saw you go into elimination twice or be down at the Daggers, which is almost being in elimination each time. So it's like, you've worked so hard to establish yourself in this game and keep you and Olivia have been keeping your pair alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the sand. So it's hard when a new team comes in, whether they're vets or not.
And Tori said, well, now the game is really starting. And that's kind of true.
Yes.
This could be a conspiracy theory, but do you think that, okay, roll with me here. Do you think that TJ finally stopped bringing new people in and said, okay, the game can really begin? Because Nelly T finally won a daily challenge after his losses. I mean, it's a theory. But maybe DJ's like, okay, finally this man, you know, is warmed up. Now the game can begin.
Let's not shake the tables, people.
You're onto something there, actually.
See, I don't know, I personally, and I know y'all were there, so of course, watching the episode back, you already knew what time it was. But I for sure thought CT was finna come from the back. And I was like, here we go.
Listen, that would have, Let me give you a little secret that no one knows. So Veronica gets there and I'm like, oh, my boo's here. An older person woman of my caliber is here. I can have wine. We can talk shit. I know it's not going to go anywhere because she's not petty. Like, we both are petty, LaBelle, but
you're the same level of petty. You understand each other.
And I was so grateful to have her and Darrell there because that was like, it felt like home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she got there and she was like, Anissa, I got to tell you, CT and Cara are coming. I'm like, what? I was like, you fucking kidding, right? She was like, no, that's happening. I said, well, listen, because Laurel was like, she's not, nope. Mm. There were so many people that, like, if Sarah came, if like, would have ruffled a lot of feathers.
Yeah, right.
And people were like, I will walk off this stage if this person shows up.
Ooh.
And I'm like, well, what are they going to do if we all quit? I mean, not saying those two, but I'm saying, like, there are some people that really have these beefs.
We would have won, me and Olivia.
You relax. I would have stayed. Jordan and I would have stayed regardless. But we sat there and I was like, oh, she was like, later on, we were having drinks. She goes, okay, I'm just kidding. But if you could just spread that rumor around the house. So we started to spread this rumor that they were coming. And we only could keep it going for about 24 to 25 hours because people really get like up in arms about shit.
Yeah.
People that were really like, absolutely not. Like CT, his presence coming into a house like that.
Yeah.
And with the challenges we did this season, he would have killed all of them.
They fumbled the ball. They should have let him come in.
The hall brawl, that jumping off the thing. He's like a frog. He would have sent his partner flying like into the flag.
Yeah,
he is. He has ups.
Can you imagine how far he would have pushed Cara? Oh my gosh. Like, She would have.
They would have been. They would have collected all three flags. You would have done an L shape.
Horacio.
Yeah.
We're having so much fun with you. Aren't you proud, by the way? I've gotten better at saying it, all right? I say Horacio properly. Poppy Picante. I forget which
Poppy
order.
Picante. Yeah.
You got Poppy it. Picante. Okay. We're making improvements. All right. We're making headway. We do have a final game for you. Now that we have psychologically, you know, analyzed you and we have gotten you to tell about what happens in the house, we now want to challenge you about your ride or die. So we have three questions for you about your ride or die, Olivia. And since you say that your ride or dies, we just want you to prove it.
Okay.
So number one, what did Olivia say were her two biggest fears in this episode?
Oh, heights and low.
Good job. Ding, ding, ding.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Oh, okay.
she gonna bring it.
who did Olivia win Love Island with?
This guy, Corey. Apparently he's not that cool.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Correct answer.
Thank you for the extra information. Not cool Corey. Uncool Corey.
Uncool Corey. There you go. Corey with
Put
the
it
K.
On a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. There we go. And then number three. If you get this one correct, Horacio, we will have Laurel give you a call and blow you a kiss. let's see. What is
he
the
like,
state?
She gonna do that regardless.
What is the state bird of the state that Olivia is from? So first you need to know the state that she's from, and then you need to know the name of the state bird. And you cannot Google. We were on video.
Keep your phone down, okay? Don't call Olivia because I know you saw her last night.
She is from Alaska. Mm-hmm. And the state bird is the.
You don't if you know this,
you don't even
I
know
promise
it. But I love that you're. Thinking.
I know. I mean, wait, is this a trick question? Is there a state bird?
No. Yeah. There is.
Yes.
Every state bird has a bird,
which is I don't know why it's a bird, but it is.
I mean, I'm gonna go with. I just have to go with the eagle, I guess. The bald eagle. I don't know.
Okay, first of all, wrong. Good guess, Horacio. Isn't the eagle like the national bird?
It's a national bird. That's why I was like, all right, go with
it. Well, you know what? But that actually works then.
It works.
It does not work. Bird. This is why like you couldn't ever be TJ, Anissa. You're wrong. But Horacio, I appreciate you trying. And while this is a random ass question, we're actually doing you a favor because if you have not seen TJ's trivia, you never know when he's going to ask something crazy as hell. Or he might ask you something normal. Like, what do Australians speak? And bananas will say Dutch. But you could also ask something really wild. Now, the correct answer is a willow. I don't know how to pronounce the last part of it. But Ptarmigan? It's a willow. It's a little bird with a brown
head. Well, they're going to eat you up in these comments.
Not for you knowing what a willow. I don't even know what a willow looks like.
I mean, you definitely Googled that, obviously, right?
Don't worry about how I find out things. Just know that I know them.
Ptarmigan, is this pea silent? Ptarmigan?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Oh, maybe that is how you see. You are such a good linguist. Anissa,
thank
you're
you.
Good with language and words,
and I got that Spanish. You know what I'm saying, Papi Picante.
Claro que sí.
Hit me up for Spanish lessons. I'm here. Okay, I could teach you Spanish 1 through 3 to 5.
There you go. And if you want to continue, you talk to
yes,
me.
Continuing education. You want to continue? Goes with Papi Picante.
Yeah.
Papi Picante. Is there anything else that you want to share with us, or you're loyal? You have a new legion of fans, sir, as this rookie coming out the game on fire, doing it so well, and so far doing it with grace, not getting your hands messy. A lot of people just really are rooting for you, connect with you, are excited by you in more than one ways. Is there anything that you want to tell them before we wrap it up? Anything else we should know?
No, I mean, if anything, like, I can't say thank you enough. It's been a very amazing start of the season. I know, like, my personality, like I said, being on the quiet, more timid side, I'm like, you know, people are going to find me boring. And I'm like, it's all right. I guess it's who I am. But, you know, it's been very positive feedback and I appreciate it. All I can say is, like, stay tuned because, I mean, we're only getting started. And I'm speaking for the entire challenge and I'm speaking for Olivia and myself. We're only getting started with this. And I don't know, just thank you, really, because it's been amazing. It's been amazing, amazing, amazing. And hopefully this helps me get out of my shell a little bit more because I know my communication is not the best, but
you're
we're working
doing
on it.
Fine.
Poppy, you're doing great in this interview.
Yeah. I was blown away because I was like, I wonder how he's going to be in his interviews. You're great.
I
don't care how timid you think you are, shy or whatever. Like,
yeah, Poppy,
you can still narrate shit.
Yes.
And then you kick and ass and whatever. Like, you could tell a story. So for me, I am pleasantly surprised. And I feel like you and Liv are definitely going to be back. And this is a good season. You guys are definitely standouts. And I cannot wait to see the rest of this.
No, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't count yourself out in the fun side. You are fun.
No,
but that humility is part of what makes you even more attractive, probably, I'd say, at this point, right?
Thank
like the
you.
Way you're so humble just about certain
things.
Thank
you. Thank you. And, the only reason
humility is sexy.
The only reason I mentioned like the whole like being more quiet, I think I'm a different person when it comes to speaking Spanish. That goes back to even like connecting with Laurel. Like I said, I was able to just be myself, whereas maybe something I say I say in Spanish will be funny, but if I try to translate it in English, it's like, no, it doesn't make sense. It's not funny. Just don't say anything. Just shut up. Yeah, just stop.
I get what you're saying. Okay.
You know? So that's one of the reasons why, you know, coming into this whole challenge life, I was like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do, because my previous show, my entire life, it's always been Spanish. And so, you know, so far so good. And hopefully it keeps only just getting better.
I think you did very well.
Yeah. I think you did very well in this interview. So definitely kudos to you because you've done very well in this interview. So thank you for coming to hang out with us, man. Like, we so laid back over here. We crack jokes. We get to the root of everything.
Thank you for
all your business.
Thank you for wearing that zip up sweatshirt. It makes me feel back in the house again.
I was actually going to come on this shirtless, but I'm like, no, why would I do that? Like, just one of that.
We could have saw what the hype was about. I could have got a little piggity peek at what the hype was about.
See?
Where can the people find you on social media?
I'm only on Instagram with my full name, and I know it's going to be very complicated. So Horacio Gutierrez Jr. Just like that, all together. I know it's very complicated.
Can you say it one more time?
It wasn't complicated for me.
Spell it. No, I'm spelling it.
No, it wasn't complicated. It just sounds good when he says it. So can you say it one more time?
So I'm at Horacio Gutierrez Jr.
Oh my God.
So that's where I'm at. Also not too big on like, I'm not a big social media person, but once again, getting out of that comfort zone and hoping to grow in every kind of way possible. So we'll see what happens.
I'm leaving.
You got to go because you about to set Anissa on fire.
No, Anissa is going to need to take a cold shower.
I mean, I did go to the gym before this interview, so probably.
But we appreciate you being here. Certainly can't wait to watch the rest of your story unfold. Yes. And thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. And, you know, like I said, it'll be fun to keep watching and hearing you all do your thing. So thank you. Muchas, muchas gracias.
Oh, so you going to tune into the podcast?
Oh, yeah. I've heard previous podcasts for sure.
Good. Check that. He didn't watch the show, but he heard the podcast.
I heard the podcast. There you go.
Check that out.
Thank you, Horacio.
No. Bueno, muchas gracias. You all have an amazing day and
you
take
too.
Care.
All right. Bye,
chao, mi amor.
Horacio.
Besos. Abrazo.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wow. Oh, wow. That was a phenomenal interview with the great. We're going to call it now. He is a baby goat. He is a goat in training. That was phenomenal, ladies. So much fun. Now, your Instagrams may not be as hot as Horacio's, but, you know, they're cool, too. So if the people want to follow you, Anissa, let's start with you. Where can they follow you on social?
I mean, I'm trying to change it back to Anissa Ferreira. That is spicy. But it's just Anissa MTV for now on Instagram. I am on Twitter, but I hate it there.
Wow.
Hate it. It's for Davon only and a little bit of Devin, but it is not for me.
I remember the days you used to tweet me or retweet me. Davon, where can they find you?
On Twitter.
Her home on Twitter.
No, you can find me on Twitter at DayDayVon _ Instagram, DayVonDiane _. And until I upload some videos, we're going to leave it right there.
Wait, I'd like to also tell everyone that Davon and Devin just followed me.
Wow.
So I saw it. I followed Anissa a long time ago. I really did. I really did. And then I was teasing Davon about it and realized I didn't.
Y'all, wait. Yeah. This is
I saw her following me after that. I was like, Wait a minute. Not you, too.
This is a healing podcast. We healed. Anissa is still broken. Like, I don't appreciate it.
Like, I'm okay now. I've had a week. I haven't seen you guys. So I wanted to let you know that I feel better now.
We're growing in real time, you guys. You can also follow me on Instagram. That's Devin Simone, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. You can follow me on TikTok at Devin Simone as well. Actually, no, you can't because TikTok's a hater and they kicked off that account. You can follow me on TikTok at Devin _ Simone. Follow me on Twitter at Devin Simone. And yeah, that's pretty much YouTube. My YouTube is the same as Davon, so it's fine.
I think I have more videos.
I need to put in some more videos for sure.
We should all make a YouTube video. It'd be great.
Ooh.
Anyways, if you guys like this episode, make sure you rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcast. And of course, tell your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your sister, your cousin, your neighbor, your lawyer, your doctor, your teacher, your preacher, your dentist, your all the people. Let them know.
Everybody that you know, make sure you tell them to subscribe and to comment. And then make sure that you catch new episodes of The Challenge Ride or Dies Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on MTV.
And then we'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Your home away from home.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.